Holler the way they do our lives. Brothers and sisters, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another edition of Straight No Chaser. The only way to bring it to you is to bring it to you in the unadulterated style called the truth. And we desire to bring it to you without dicing it, splicing it, or watering it down. We know that truth is a funny thing because the majority of our people live in denial. And you never know what you're going to get once you start to tell the truth. Because the reality of the situation is that people are more comfortable with their lives when they're living in a lie, because the reality of life can be too unbearable for most people which is why they choose to medicate themselves when they have to face the fact that they're mortal, that they won't be here forever. Everyone's living with a facade. Everyone is living the illusion because you've been programmed to do so. But here at Straight No Chaser, this is unscripted, unrehearsed. We like to bring you information that will empower you, awaken you, jolt you. We pretty much like to slap the hell out of you. Because it often takes something jolting, something shocking, something startling to snap you back into existence and reality and bring you up out of the dream of being caught up within this matrix. I'm your host, V the Preacher. This show is brought to you by the Social Change Action Network here on Blog Talk Radio. And as we do every week, we want to tell you, welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. Hey fam, how's your life? How are things going for you? We are vastly approaching the seventh day, which is the Shabbat. And I'm glad we've gotten past that satanic hella day called Halloween. Looks like the Most High reigned that one out. My heart goes out to my fam on the East Coast. It is my petition that you are being protected, sustained, and covered in the midst of this crisis, in the midst of this turmoil and everything that's going down on the East Coast. We're going to get into some of that tonight. We're going to talk about those things that are happening. For you first-time listeners that have never listened in the archives, Straight No Chaser is a show that was originally designed to deal with our family, the Mishpacha, the ghetto, the community, our neighborhood, our plight, our struggle, our inability to deal with the struggle, and also a show designed to help us realize the curses as we began to try and address our social ills, and with hopes that in the process we will begin to galvanize our efforts as we point out the evils that have intentionally been infused into our communities and families to further separate us and put us at odds and against each other. We here at Straight No Chaser like to identify the enemy, call him out by name, and point it out, make it clear. And sometimes that enemy is our own selves, more often than not. And how we treat our own selves, what we do to our bodies, what we do to our psyches, our souls, through relationships, through bad decisions, through our abusive ways, are just once again the inability to cope with society and life and what it's all about as we sit here and try to understand our purpose and why we are here in this planet. Because you've been lied to and told that this freaking American dream is for you and that you can have this, you can have that, your churches, your communities, even your family. They have lied to you and helped to sell this so-called dream into your wish list. The wish list that everybody thinks that if, you know, I was talking to a sister today and we were talking about the fact that everybody, for the most part, is in this frame of mind that if I could have this, then I can be this. You, my brother and sister, that think from that standpoint and with that frame of mind are definitely deceived. Deceived, programmed, you've been duped into the covetous, idolatry lifestyle of Babylon, America. Because you're caught up into comparative self-worth, and you figure that you have no worth unless you can compare with the images that have been put in front of your face to make you think that you are not successful until you've achieved and attained such and such. And unfortunately, they've sold you this bill of things about birthdays and celebrating pagan birthdays. And every time one rolls around, you do this mental, physical, and even material inventory of yourself to see what you've amassed and what you've accomplished. And it's even worse every decade of your life. This brings a lot of people into depression and states of suicide because they've been told that they must have had this or done this or accomplished this by this age. One thing I will agree with is that there does come a point at a certain age that you do realize to be mature. But unfortunately, we have people in their 40s and 50s that are becoming more and more immature by the hour, by the second. Grown women starting to cry and grown men looking for more toys and foolishness in order to appear young. For fear of life getting away from them and not being able to accept the seasoning grace of maturity and growing older and becoming an asset to the village, to the community, and giving back. It's just like an older brother gonna tell a bunch of young cats that, yeah, these young cats think they know more than me because he is having a hard time struggling with the fact that his time is almost over and that his season for giving has come to an abrupt halt. He's there now to give advice. And some people want to do more than give advice and wisdom or support. Now, if that was the case that the younger were not going to grow as wise or wiser than the older, then we'd be stuck and there'd be no perpetual motion and technology would have come to a standstill and we'd still be living in the Stone Ages with no innovative aspects to our lives. Even the scripture said that our children would become weaker but wiser. Why would you stagnate the progress of our youth by not getting out of the way and promoting their innovative ideas because now they have a new idea? This is a big problem in our community too. Because as long as they got Grecian formula and two-seater sports cars and Viagra, these old cats, you old niggas, is trying to stay up in the way because you've been sold the lie too. Hey, listen, I told you this show was unscripted, and this is how we talk. So for those of you who get to peek in and listen in on this particular show, when we deal with us and we deal with our family, hopefully we used to have a saying, and I say this on every show. We should say what goes on in the family stays in the family. But, you know, I understand that there's some things that we talk about on this show that you can't even relate to. So it doesn't concern me to be realistic about who we are and what we have to deal with as a community. But thanks be to the Most High, I'm noticing a strong degree of, I'd say, the envy and jealousy starting to, we're starting to recognize that we have a common nemesis and that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. As a community, we're no longer ticked off by somebody calling us a nigga outside of our race or trying to put us down. For the most part, the majority of us have taken the power away from the foolish insults that used to exist in other decades. We've began to know who we are, and it's intrinsic because there's a universal awakening of the diaspora. Now, not all have awakened into the full knowledge of the truth, but most know that there's more to society than they've been told and what they can see. Now, the key is for that hunger that's being stirred in you by the Most High to be directed, to be pulled into the right direction. But what we're having is there are an allegiance, a mass of people, and I'll tell you about it, spoken of in Psalms 83, all the other nations and people who know who we are more than we know, that are disseminating people to come within our community and help to create confusion amongst us as we begin to try to come back together as a community, economically, physically, and spiritually, because walls are being torn down. I'm not trying to be a prognosticator tonight. These are things that are just common if you look around. But the problem has always been that we've always looked for one to help bring us together. And the one that we should be looking for is the one that wants to live inside, that will cause us to recognize that we are one. We don't even realize how connected we are and how connected we are with the Most High's creation. As the whole earth is groaning and becoming tired of how it's being raped and pillaged of its resources and everything that's going on around it. Those are just some things, I guess, I wanted to just say at the opening of the show and to get off my chest, just to kind of get into the flow of our conversation. There's a few things that we're going to talk about tonight. If you want to call in, that guest call-in number is 213-769-0910. This is Straight No Chaser, where we operate just like in the book of Ezekiel. We set our face like a flint because we know that he had to make our faces hard. So listen, if you get offended, good. This show was intended and designed to offend you because we are ticked off and pissed off at what the world and society is trying to do to our people, kill and destroy our people. But the problem is that our community is assisting them in helping to destroy each other, still shooting and killing each other, still disgusted with each other and not knowing why. Here we deal with the reason why. And we're not going to just keep saying, put the guns down. If we catch you with the guns, we're going to deal with you as a community. Because we got to break this mind control that is deep inside of our people to try and get us to destroy one another. So here at Straight No Chaser, we're not afraid to talk about who the enemy is, what's going to be done, and what we need to do. We do not operate on the basis and plateau of the foundation of fear, for the Most High has not given us a spirit of fear, but we operate with the authority and power that exists inside love of the Most High. The Most High, Yah. Ahayah Ba'ashem Yeshayah. That's how we operate, because we realize that we have gotten so far away from the truth because of false religion, doctrines, denomination, lying pastors, false Constantine Christianity, and witchcraft and mind programming, and also this is all inclusive. Let me say this. What you're putting in your body with foods. I said last week that we're going to start dealing with health because we're starting to realize that dealing with health is a ministry, and that when you can heal your people, that is also a ministry. When you start to teach your people about health and their dietary laws, and we're coming back to those laws, the Most High willing, on the Shabbat, we're going to talk about these things. But this is all connected. If you're not eating the right foods, your body's not feeling right. Thus, your soul and spirit is affected too, because you can't even function, because the vehicle and vessel that your soul is riding in cannot function properly. And we don't even realize that we're at war. You can't live off a bag of Cheetos and some Coke and some Top Ramen. You're destroying yourself. We're going to talk about that tonight, too. Proposition 37 about labeling these GMOs, these GE foods. We've been talking about this stuff for the last year or two. But now it's so serious. Because it's one of the fronts of the war against our community, our people. You quick to get your food stamps, go to the worst market in the town where they have the worst meat, bacteria, E. coli filled meat, repackaged, refrozen. Everything in there is processed, and you feeding this to your kids because you don't care. And we are destroying ourselves as a people and getting away from the things that the Most High gave us that come out of the earth. So we'll be talking more and more and more about that. We're getting back into the health shows this coming second day of the week, which should be the 5th of November. And we'll be getting back into this because we realize this is warfare. This is definitely warfare. And as I was saying, we are here to tell the truth and deal with the community. We are not running from what you would probably call the violence. We will not run, duck, keep our mouths shut. We will not allow our babies to be shooting our babies. We will not let these young men be in the streets with these guns. If we see you, we're going to deal with you. And that's why I'm asking for my elders to stand up and be recognized, be counted in the community. We did a show on this. Our young people need us, man. And you, Negro, who gets out of the pen, gets a gun, and puts it in your little nephew's hand because you feel like that's how you make him become a man. We're going to deal with you too. You don't make a young man a man by putting a weapon in his hand. We are here to fix our community and begin to do things the right way. It starts with you as an individual. Stop looking for a leader or a movement. The Most High is stirring us up. So it's time for us to be prepared for the move and for the movement. No matter what comes our way, understand this. So we'll be right back after this break. Welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. Welcome back to Straight No Chaser. I'm V the Preacher. This is brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. Got a lot of stuff going on around us tonight. We just want to cover a few topics. We're not going to be too preachy. This show is not designed for that. We also like to just give you news, give you information, give you some truth, and let you deal with it, and let you know that this is in our Hebrew history book. and you can search it out. You don't want to search it out, then just start to join us on the Shabbat and tune in on the Shabbat Saturdays at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, or through the precepts on the fourth day, which is Wednesday, at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. We want to thank all of you in the archives for your support and what you're doing. This past Tuesday, we wanted to get into something known as the Secret Covenant of the Reptilians. I guess we thought it was befitting because it was before that Hela day that just passed. And all praises to the Most High. We hope that he rained it out everywhere, because we know where we are. They weren't able to really celebrate like they wanted to. And this is a Mecca for one of the worst celebrations during that time. And they weren't able to do that. And we also know what's going on the East Coast. We're going to talk about that in a second, the East Coast. But our heart goes out to our brothers and sisters that are in that plight. That was not normal, what took place over there. But we'll get into that in a moment. There's you've heard talk about this, of the reptilians, and this is something that you've seen in the movies. So you've seen it so much in the movies that you've been led to believe that this is just science fiction. And as we know, the New World Order, the Illuminati, who are actually controlled by the fallen angels that you'll read about in the book of Jude, in Genesis, the sixth chapter, the Nephilim, they control those people. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. This is a dossier, a letter that was written within. Some think it's fiction, some say it's nonfiction, but I just wanted to cover it. And then I wanted to bring up some other information about what blue bloods actually are, and let you just do the math and let you think about it. The letter reads like this. Their secret covenant says, an illusion, it will be so large, so vast, it will escape their perception. Love as insane, create separate fronts to prevent them from seeing the connection between us. We will behave as if we are not connected to keep the illusion alive. Our goal will be accomplished one drop at a time so as to never bring. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes as they occur. We will always stand above the relative field of their experience, for we know the secrets of the absolute. We will work together always and will remain bound by blood and secrecy. Death will come to he who speaks and tells the truth. We will keep their lifespan short and their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite. It's hard for me to not stop and pause and speak on this, but this is what's happening with the medical system, and we're going to talk about that when we get to because our people are dying off from cancer, heart attack, lupus, diabetes, and sickle cell, and high blood pressure from being treated by these doctors. So we're going to get into who the secret covenant and who these reptilians really are, and this blue blood and this other seed that's in the earth. We're just going to cover some of that tonight. I'm not going to get too in-depth because it really dictates a complete study of the scriptures, too, to let you see that there are two seeds in the earth. Now, when they say we will always stand before the relative field of their experience, for we know the secrets of the absolute, we will work together always and will remain bound by blood and secrecy, that's why there's still hatred for our people. Because these people know who they are and they know who we are. But we're so blind, we don't want to believe who we are. Let me continue reading this. I'm going to read this all the way through. We will use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways, so they will never see what is happening. We will use soft metals, that's the chemtrails, aging accelerators, and sedatives in their food and water, also in the air. They will be blanketed by poisons everywhere they turn. The soft metals will cause them to lose their minds. We will promise to find a cure from our many fronts, yet we will feed them more poison. Which is why I'm not with all your little fake walkathons. The poisons will be absorbed through their skin and mouths. They will destroy their minds and reproductive systems. From all this, their children will be born dead, and we will conceal this information. The poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them. lot of the new clothing you buy has toxins and poisons in it, and your skin absorbs your designer wear, the most expensive stuff. You need to pay big money for the stuff that you industry. Foods is promoting that they have not triple, and they're actually selling genetically modified food and genetically engineered food, and got the people paying more for it, and got people shaking hands, lobbying, laughing, all the way to the bank. We must, listen to this letter, we must be ingenious in dispensing the poisons, for they can see far. We will teach them that the poisons are good, with fun images and musical tones. This isn't the food that they advertise on TV with the jingles. Those they look up to will help. We will taking people out of our community, your Reverend Jesse Jacksons and your Al Sharptons and your music stars, which they promote, and your basketball, sports stars. They utilize them to help in promoting all these things, because they know we look up to them, and we quick to fall for anybody that's got the same skin color that looks like us. Believe everything that they're promoting. They will see our products being used in film and will grow accustomed to them and will never know their true effect. There's a subconscious effect of you seeing products in films, and they know it, because in your psyche you are being programmed that you must have that in order to look like what you see on that screen. And this is the power of Hollywood. And that Hollywood comes from the tree of a holly, and it was the wand that was used by a wizard or a witch to cast a spell on people. Hollywood uses movies and its movie stars to cast spells on you. And I don't care if your favorite movie star is black, who he is. He works for a satanic corporation to help bring a message to you to keep you programmed and blind. And the majority of these stars are associated with fallen angels, if they are not fallen angels, and demonic entities that are actually on that screen. We're too numb and deceived to believe it. Listen to this. When they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of their children and convince them it's for their help. We will start early on with their minds. Our young, we will target their children with what children love most, sweet things. And when their teeth decay, we will fill them with metals that will kill their mind and steal their future. When their ability to learn has been affected, we will create medicine that will make them sicker and cause other diseases, for which we will create yet more medicine. I lost my baby sister to juvenile diabetes at the age of 9 years old, and her whole entire life she struggled with the sickness and lost limbs, kidneys, everything. And she was so angry and medicated, she could never get herself to a place where she began to seek natural herbal alternatives because of her bitterness with the tiredness of the system and being experimented on. Listen, when their ability to learn has been affected, I think I read that, we'll create medicine. We will render them docile and weak before us by our power. Notice that this generation doesn't even really have some of the strength that we used to have. They will grow depressed. We see a great degree of depression and anxiety amongst our people now. They'll become slow and obese. We see the weight problem in the community. Thanks to high fructose corn syrup and non-nutritional substances that we're putting in our bodies that only cause bloating but don't give us nutrition to fight diseases. When they come to us for help, we will give them more poison. That would be your pharmakia, the drugs that you're taking. And pharmakia is witchcraft and sorcery. That's what it stands for. That's what it means. And that's where we get pharmaceutical from. And so every time you pop a pill that was prescribed to you from a doctor, it has a major side effect. And it puts you up under a spell and does more damage to your organs than when you first, before you even began to take the medicine. They don't even tell you the truth of how many people are misdiagnosed or die from medicines or how they're prescribed wrong medicines on a daily basis. Let me continue reading. We will focus their attention toward money and material goods, so they may never connect with their inner self. This is a key point. We will get them to focus on money and material goods. This is why the Most High said you cannot serve two masters, either the Most High, Ahaya, or Mammon, money. And he told us not to be caught up into idolatry, worshiping material things, or be covetous. He spoke against it in the commandments. Because what happens? This keeps us from connecting with the Ruach that he put inside of us, which you call the Spirit, to connect with the Most High, and to be in touch with yourself, because you're too materialistic. And so they understand our commandments and our laws and statutes better than we understand them, so they constantly give us things that will cause us to defile and stay away from the statutes and commandments and the laws that guard us, protect us, and lead us as a society. Our whole intent here at Social Change Action Network is to restore culture. It's Hebrew restoration, because our culture helps us find out who we are, our diaspora, and you cannot know where you're going until you know where you came from and who we are, and we're on our way back. They know more of who we are, and they don't ever want to see you come back into prominence. Stop the killing, man. Kings, queens, prince, princess, know that there's an assault against us. It's insidious, but it's deceptive, and it's in the dark, it's in the shadows, and you can't see it because they're hiding it right in front of your face. Which is why we give you Straight No Chaser and Tell the Truth, so we can wake you the hell up so you can see. Open up your eyes and see what's right in front of you. Listen to this. I'm going to continue reading. Their minds will belong to us, and they will do as we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement mind-altering technology into their lives. We will use fear as our weapon. That's why we don't preach fear here at SCAN. We don't believe that. Stand up, be strong, be ready to fight, die for something you believe in. The Most High has not given us a spirit of fear. Where are my soldiers at? Listen to what they said in this little letter amongst themselves. Supposedly this little letter, you know, snuck out and got out about their covenant. Because they know we ain't going to read. They know we're not going to believe it or get together and do something about it. In this, they said their minds will belong to us and they will do as we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement mind-altering technology into their lives. We will establish their governments and establish opposites within. Yes, Hebrew family, we are being infiltrated. It sickens me that a sister with this blog talk show going to call out one of my brothers and rebuke a man and cause a problem between us. You need to get checked. Most High going to deal with you. You out of order. But I understand why it's happening. We're starting to come together and wake up, and now we're being infiltrated to try and take us back at war, even in this level of understanding and preparedness and being awake. We're being infiltrated. Some of you have become 501c3s and you're being offered money and you're being offered trips and come here, come there. And you think it's your Hebrew people telling you to come here, come there and taking care of your trips. Wake up, people. We will always hide our objective but carry out our plan. They will perform the labor for us and we shall prosper from their toil. Our families will never mix with theirs. That's getting back into the blue bloods. I'm going to point that out to you in a moment. Our blood must be pure always, for it is the way. See, these fools right here marry their cousins and intermingle. We will make them kill each other when it suits us. We will keep them separated from the oneness by dogma and religion. That's why you got a bunch of religions and we caught up in every one of them trying to say only one is better and the rest going to hell. Wake the hell up. We will control all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and how. We will guide them, kindly and gently letting them think they are guiding themselves. We will foment animosity between them through our factions. When the light shall shine among them, we shall extinguish it by ridicule or death, whichever suits us best, whenever one starts to shine bright among us that looks like he can get us to see we must come together. I have that idea. They make it clear. He must be exterminated. You have seen this. You know who those people are. They're demonized in our community and then exterminated the moment they begin to galvanize us. We will make them rip each other's hearts apart and kill their own children. Yeah, we know what that's called. Abortion. We will accomplish this by using hate as our ally, anger as our friend. The hate will blind them totally, and never shall they see that form their conflicts. We emerge as their rulers. They will be busy killing each other. They will bathe in their own blood and kill their neighbors for as long as we see fit. We will benefit greatly from this, for they will not see us, for they cannot see us. We will continue to prosper from their wars and their deaths. We shall repeat this over and over until our ultimate goal is accomplished. We will continue to make them live in fear and anger through images and sounds. We will use all the tools we have to accomplish this. The tools will be provided by their labor. They'll put a horror movie out and have you make sure that all this stuff is productive to get your people programmed. They'll put these images in front of you on the news every day to keep fear in your hearts. We will make them hate themselves and their neighbors. We will always hide the divine truth from them that we are all one. I'm not reading the rest of that. They will be helpless to do anything, for they will have no weapons. When they shall band together, we shall accuse them of crimes and present a different story to the world, for we shall own all the media. We will establish a money system that will imprison them forever, keeping them and their children in debt. We will deceive them into accepting laws that will steal the little freedom they will have. We will take over their land, resources, and wealth to exercise total control over them. We will recruit some of their own to carry out our plans. We will promise them promises. The recruits will be called initiates and will be indoctrinated to believe false rites of passages to higher realms, Freemasons, a cult. It starts in colleges with your fraternities, your Greek fraternities, and it was the Romans and the Greeks that drove us out of Jerusalem and destroyed us and introduced this type of society. You want to go pledge to be an alpha? And all this kind of stuff, and hold up these signs, pledge and worship, and sell it out, your people, for promises? For their work, they will be rewarded with earthly things and great titles, but never will they become immortal and join us, never will they receive the light and travel the stars. This is what these fools believe, that Satan's going to win. He's going to take over the world. There'll be a new world order. There'll be an Antichrist, a Messiah, and they will have eternal life. This is what they believe. The truth will be hid in their face, so close they will not be able to focus on it until it's too late. Oh, yes, so grand the illusion of freedom will be that they will never know they are our slaves. So grand the illusion of freedom will be that they will never know they are our slaves. You know, the day that you're born and given a birth certificate, that you are on the stock market, you are a number, and you are established a worth of how much money you will make. And then there are people that put dead peasants insurance on you, corporations and companies that have insurance on you and your death. For they know how long you will live and how long you shall work. Well, I won't say they know how long you will live, but they have insurance on the duration of your life. So they can cash it in and remain wealthy. Anything you sign, contracts, a bunch of letters when you start a new job, all these forms that you sign, you better look at what you're signing. You're a slave and you're on the stock market and you believe you're free because they give you a car, a house you don't own and never will own. And let you do a few things and go a few places and you believe you're free when you're actually guilty till proven innocent. Let me read a little bit more of this. They will live in self-delusion. That's our people. When our goal is accomplished, a new era of domination will begin. This is their new world order, the age of Aquarius. This is what the Georgia Guidestones allude to. And they are trying to accomplish this reduced world population to 500 million. There are 27 million people over on the East Coast that are without power, that are being exposed to major toxins right now. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'll get back to that. It says they must never, ever find out what we have done, for if they do, we shall have no place to run, for it will be easy to see who we are once the veil has fallen. Our actions will have revealed who we are, and they will hunt us down, and no person shall give us shelter. This is the secret covenant by which we shall live the rest of our present and future lives, for this reality will transcend many generations and lifespans. This covenant is sealed by blood. What you all don't know, and now I'm going to read about these blue bloods real quick, and I'm going to let you do the math and put this together. And I know some of my Bible scholars are going to be able to put this together when you think about the fact that iron will not be able to mix with clay. Type O negative blood hints at Prince Charles as descendant of reptilians. Persistent stories have emerged for years about the evil that lurks behind the smiling facade of the royal family of England and the United Kingdom. While the theories and evidence runs the gamut, one story that remains persistent is the rumor that Queen Elizabeth II is a shape-shifting superhuman creature best known as a reptilian. Her son is Prince Charles, as you know. Parallel to this story is the belief in some quarters that type O negative blood is indicative of reptilian Anunnaki, our so-called ancient astronaut ancestry. On the part of those that have this rare blood type, the universal donor, the person having this blood, can donate blood to all but only receive back type O him or herself. Also, there is the background of the term blue blood, denoting royal ancestry being linked to the reptilian, dragon, and Anunnaki ancient astronaut bloodline due to the bluish hue of this blood. Due to a high copper concentration causing this coloring phenomenon. Think about the serpent in the garden that was cursed, and remember that. You hear all these words, reptilian, Anunnaki, and astronauts, you start to forget that Shaitan had the ability to appear in many forms and change. So now when you hear this word shape-shifting, you think these horror movies, and you get away from what the word says. Remember the curse. Then think about splicing and all of the genetic things that people have worked on and the progression of science so that they could cover who they really are. And then go back to the dream of Daniel about the two seeds in the earth and how the heel will bruise its head. Remember, iron can't mix with clay. Now you're hearing that blue blood is blue because it has copper in the blood. So when the oxidation takes place, it begins to have that blue hue. And the other blood that's mostly in the indigenous people, the darker complected people with melanin, turns a deep, darker burgundy, a different hue. What they don't want you to know is the difference in the blood types. And there is a different seed on the earth. Now, when you go back to what we just read, makes you wonder, could there be some truth to what is being said here? You think about it. We'll be right back.
Destruction. turn off your soul. Don't let them mold your mind. They wanna control mankind. Seems like their only intention is to exploit the earth. Hey. And you trust in their deceit. Your mind causes your defeat. And so you become an invention to distort the search. Propaganda and lies is a plague in our lives. How much more victimized before we realize. Destruction of your soul. Mind control. It's mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul. Oh, Grandmaster, let the people go. You put them in total confusion to destroy their soul. For they practice what you preach, so they're always in your reach. I take slavery in these days, it's mind control. They make it attractive to get men distracted. Corrupting you, polluting you, destroying your soul.
Mind control,
corruption of your thoughts, yeah. Destruction of your soul.
Control. Shalom, shalom. Welcome back. This is V the Preacher. You listen to Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. If you want to get a copy of that secret covenant letter that we just talked about and read, just hit us up. Email HebrewRestoration@comcast.net. And the website that we just read, if you want to do some more research on this type O negative blood, the fact that it's been a mutation for the last 1,000 years, but I don't advise you to do a lot of Googling on this because it's laced with a lot of lies to try and keep you from understanding the difference that scientists have come to know in the blood types of different nations, okay? Because in their archaeological finds, they have been able to test the artifacts and the blood remains and understand the genetic makeup, so they know what people were in what region, but they don't want you to know. So this goes further than Jerry Springer, you are not the father. That's the just facade that you get to see every day. That's a freaking joke. technology is 10 years more advanced than what you're looking at right now, and they release things to you when they are through with it and have moved on. They know who you are. And unfortunately, every time you've gone to the doctor, you've given one too many blood samples for them to put you in a DNA base and began to get an understanding of who is where and try and figure out where these scattered and lost tribes are. Don't be fooled, man. Wake up. Their science has been trying to find out what we've known, but been too deceived and brainwashed to accept and realize because of what we just got through reading. Enslaved. Free your minds. Free your minds. Free your minds. So write me. I'll send you a copy of that. Do your research. But when you do your research, be wise, because there's enough truthers out there that put stuff out there to keep you confused. And the Most High is not the author of confusion. Confusion is to keep you guessing, keep you wondering, and keep us separated. But it's time for us to put this foolishness to the side, which is why I told you, we're, every time we begin to come into the knowledge of the truth, we're infiltrated. And then the one who's helping to point out the truth, that's willing to be bold and take a stand, that light is always trying, is always put out. Are defamed because of a past. Let's move past that. Let's take this to the next level. Don't allow yourself to be programmed by these movies. I'm going to move on to the next topic, but it kind of ties in as a segue. This movie coming out with one of your more favorite actors, and I'm not even talking about him because I know y'all love Mr. Y'all love him. Don't handle me, Frank. Y'all love that cat, you know, because he looks like us. Y'all love that cat. You know what? He's a great actor. But anything that is a part of Hollywood, which comes from the holly tree, which is that stick that's used to cast a spell and to further the brainwashing to our community, this is just art, this is just a job. No. When those people are acting on stage, the demons that possess them and use them and that show up in that screen don't see this as a job or acting. This is real to them. Which is why you see a lot of your actors end up oppressed, depressed, drug addicted, are dead because they're used. And once they're used, they're done with them. There was one thing, I'm not going to say too much about this movie, Flight. You know, I know some of y'all are going to see it tomorrow. The number one first thing I noticed is that the plane that he's flying has a chemtrail coming out of the back of the plane. If you've done your study on chemtrails, you know that the chemtrails are just like the vaccinations. They are loaded with toxins and the metals that we just read about that were designed to poison your mind, your brain, and cause sickness. We have one major sickness that's a result of the chemtrails called Morgellons disease. Do your research on that. I know someone who in the early stages of it was misdiagnosed and called to be just pretty much crazy because they were always itching, scratching, and felt things coming out of them and had aches and problems within their joints. Now it's known that it's a disease because they're spraying metals and toxins in the air, barium, aluminum, other toxins. Chemtrails, if you notice, they give the impression that they're coming out of the back of a plane like a contrail. A contrail comes from the back of the plane, and the smoke disperses after a minute or so. It doesn't remain a long stream, and it does not zigzag the entire sky and then cause overcast skies and then begins to drop down into the atmosphere, and then you begin to breathe it in. We are being poisoned daily by chemtrails, and we have too many metals and toxins in our body. What's happening with the metals? The metals are interacting with the radio frequencies that are out there, which is why we have MKUltra, mind control, and people snapping because they're being programmed. And not only that, the metals are killing all the little bit of nutrients that you have in your body after eating all the GMO foods. And none of us understand how to cleanse. And we're going to start to get into that or back into that on this show. Because it's at a point now where you need to cleanse daily with cilantro and spinach and greens and kelp and seaweed and chlorella and activated charcoal and purified water and colloidal silver and fasting and backing up off the poison-tainted E. coli meats. This thing is a matter of life and death. What I caught, and the reason I want to talk about it, because I saw that subliminally, once again, they're making you think, with that plane flying by in flight, that that chemtrail is a contrail, so that you get used to the fact of a long stream of smoke coming out of an airplane and not dispersing or going away or disappearing, but remaining there. The majority of us never take the time to look up. And you know, I love when the Most High said, when you see these things begin to draw nigh, the signs of the times in front of your face on earth, he said, look up, because your redemption draws nigh. Most of us never look up to see the activity in the sky and what's taking place. That is some subtle deception right there. And I only brought that out for you to begin to understand the subtle deception that is in all these movies that you claim you go to see for entertainment. But they're further solidifying their demonic message and the witchcraft that they're putting out to destroy us as a people. I'm moving on, not digressing. Prior to these New York storms, so-called Sandy, and I'm praying for my Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters, there was seismic activity and harp wave action. There's a sister on YouTube. She went away for a while out of fear because she started getting strange letters and people started attacking her YouTube channel and her home and killed her pet. But she was actually showing us on her channel all the harp activity. You look up harp. It's a weapon that they've created years ago to modify our weather and to create storms. Everything has become subtle now. They're fighting us and killing us with the food. They're letting us kill ourselves. And then they attack a country by causing an earthquake, a typhoon, or a storm. It was predicted that something would happen on the East Coast and that it would be flooded. And we actually see it right before our eyes to give our black president a presidential moment. I'm sickened by all the photo ops right before the election. Brothers and sisters, do you realize there are 27 million people that have lost their homes, that have lost power? And what they're not telling you is that there's a gas leak. If anybody strikes a match, that entire side of the East Coast will explode. And there are nuclear reactors that have been shut down and radiation is about to be emitted. Could this be a lead into the pandemic that will spark the zombie pandemic because of all the chemicals that are being emitted into the air? No one wants to remember that when the Gulf Coast oil emission problem happened a couple of years back, that that was in a movie, and then it happened. And then they put so many chemicals into the ocean that you got to understand that the Gulf Stream was emitting warm air that came into contact with the cold air that was coming down that created this storm. And then it was moved. That's another reason for the chemtrails, because they can manipulate the metals that are in the air and they can move the metals when they're caught up in the storm, in the wave of the storm. That way you can magnetically move it and control it. People have said they've never seen a storm like this. It seems as if it's intentional. You'll probably never see that news clip again or hear it aired. Go back and catch all the early news clips so people can tell you how weird the oddity of this storm. So this time, we can't just say it was just Louisiana. Now they don't care who gets in the way. They're out for purpose to usher in martial law, a new world order, and divide this country and cause a pandemic to enforce a new leadership, because once President Obama gets back in, he'll never be out until they're done with him, and to bring us into a global front, global economy. Brothers and sisters, sharks swimming up and down the street, water all in the streets with E. coli, bacteria, gasoline, And they're saying, don't touch it, because they don't know what's going to happen to the people who touches this water and this stuff gets in their skin. We're talking about sickness on a whole nother level in the next few months. Don't get too comfortable and safe if you out here on the West Coast just shaking your head and feeling sorry for them, because this can happen anywhere to any of us at any given time. The whole earth, as Scripture said, has been given over into the hands of the wicked. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan has come down having great wrath. And you think it's time to kick it, be bout it, love your favorite stars, your rap star, your movie, get your blunt, get high, go kick it, just screw everything moving. You just want to party up. You have no discipline. You don't even realize that you better get connected with the Most High, because it's going down. Is this about fear? No. This is about saying, I'm ready. How do you get ready? You get ready on every front, physically, spiritually, mentally. And then after that's done, there's nothing more you can do but to live a life that's undisciplined and live any kind of way. And to be a part of this okie doke means you can get destroyed with Babylon, right along with Babylon. To those that are fighting the good fight, I say keep it moving, keep on moving, and stand. For after you've done all you can to stand, you got to stand anyway. You don't never throw in the towel. The entire East Coast was flooded and destroyed. They even put that in the movie. 2012. And if you really want to know that anything that's in your face is to cover up what's not in your face that's really happening, there is something they're preparing to do with the foreign troops that are here, with the war, with the gathering of the troops over against Iran, with the preparation for World War III, with the exploitation and raping and plundering of Africa and all its wealth and resources. It never goes broke, Africa. Every country's in there, destroying it and its people. With the people that are being hung and lynched over there. And it's happening in America too, by the way. Your news is Zionist controlled, and they lie to you and show you what they want you to see. And I'm sickened by the photo ops. If you're going to go vote for Proposition 37 so they'll label these GMOs. But I doubt that they're telling us the truth. Pray over your food, man. For he said if you take up any deadly thing, it will not harm you. When you bless it, we're going to have to trust the Most High. Store up your food. Store up whatever he's telling you to do, do that. You want to go run, get your passports? Do what he's telling you to do. And be true to that. That's what I got to say. For everybody in this hour, I don't fault, persecute, talk about nobody as far as what you feel like you got to do. But about you, that's causing confusion, and about you plants in these camps and in this nation and our community and us coming back together, we're going to call you out. But right now, I don't have my sword out in that capacity too much right now. I'll bring it out later, because when I call you out, I'm going to call you out by name, just like you calling people out by name and causing confusion because you don't want to bow down to the ways of the Most High. The Most High has an order. You see that picture that's on there. Christ follows a high man, follows Christ. Woman follows the man. The child is under the woman. Manipulate that order. See if the Most High gonna follow your order. Ain't gonna happen. Let there be order in the camp. Keep it moving.
Yeah, you know. Send them out to Wagwan. Yo, just hold firm, you know. Keep moving. Hold your head up, you know. Hey, yo. Wake up in the morning, say a little thing to God. Him bless me, just food in my cupboard. Remembering the days when time well hot. Me belly hungry, and me couldn't find no regular job. Feel like me can't move, me trap in a cage. Still searching for the words to put on the page. Still dreaming about the day when me step on the stage. But nothing now come, that's when me better say. You have to keep moving. Stand on, yeah.
No matter what's going on, you know I say your office got done. Yeah, I have to keep moving. Send on, send on, send on. Yeah, I, it's just another broken heart. It's so see you're the lonely one. Yeah, when me say Emily, she coulda tell no sad story. I'm an abuser, I'm gonna beat her up badly. I put the watch in brightly. I hope fading quick, I'm starting a family. One day she decides me I'm taking no more. She fall out, cry, go down on the floor. I think she take the razor, telephone a ring. Somebody on the other line, I tell her that you have to keep moving. Send on this jam, this jam. Yeah, I send them out. You know I say you have to shut down. Yeah, I you have to keep moving. Stand on, hold on. Yeah, I just another broken artist. So see how the lonely one. When me say Timothy in a hard line of work, him a drive ambulance, him was with since birth. Yo, him get a call from him cell phone, say there's been an accident, a little youth drive off of the road. When him get to the scene, say it not look good. Him not stop think, but if him really done all that he could. Now the family want no walk one, and the doctor say I'm sorry, him not make it, your son is gone. You have to keep moving, stand on, hold on, stand on, stand on. You know I say you have to shut down, yeah. Have to keep moving, stand on, hold on, be strong, yeah. I just another tune, eh. They tell you say that you have to keep moving on, keep moving on, got to keep moving on, you have to keep.
Give thanks, all praises to the Most High, and all we do is keep it moving. I'm V the Preacher. Welcome to Straight No Chaser. Make you want to holler the way they've been trying to do our lives, but still we I'm going to tell you like Maya Angelou said, yet I rise. yet we do rise. Some resilient, gifted, beautiful people. See your beauty. See your beauty. Walk out your pain. Pastor beaten inside his own church with an electric guitar. Okay, so we had the Creflo thing. One of the ministers in there leading prayer and gets shot. Now, I have not been trying to speak on this, but where's all that power and anointing y'all got and slapping three people and doing all this stuff? What's really going on? Okay, so I really don't want to speak on this because I see obviously there's a trend of something happening here. When folks is walking up in churches, young people don't have respect for the churches. I understand, too. You know, I understand what's going on. I know why it is. I see exactly why it is. But, you know, a mega church, I believe it was in Florida or Texas, not quite sure. Pastor gets beat in the parking lot. The man takes him inside, beats him with a guitar, kills him. Secretary hiding up under the thing. Janitor gets beat down too. Then the police come and kill him before he can speak and they can find out what happened. I'm hearing mind control, MK Ultra of the perpetrator, because we'll never know the truth. Sound like it has something to do with a woman when a Negro snapped that much. But who knows? Okay, because we got these slick willy pastors that's doing too much and getting away with too much. You know, when it's a mega church, 20, 30,000, you know that pastor's making anywhere from 200 to 700 grand a year off the people's money. And the Most High is not pleased because he said, I don't live or dwell in temples made by man. He removed the veil of the temple so that he could live inside of us. And the assembly is the ecclesia, Israel, the 12 tribes scattered. And we coming together. It ain't got nothing to do with that. Don't tell me that the Most High can't keep a hedge around you and give you power and authority to be able to deal with these people. Don't tell me he can't even give you strength to defend yourself from your foes and not allow you to see. I won't speak to you and tell you when something's about to go down. Where was the Ruach? Obviously, it's not there. When y'all going to stop playing church? Pull it up on YouTube. Look at it for yourself. I'm not going to speak on that. I don't feel like speaking on it because it speaks for itself. And judgment is coming. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's there. The judgment spoken of in Ezekiel. It's there. Set your face like a flint. Community fam, black people. You cannot trust these hospitals and doctors because you're going to be misdiagnosed. Don't go see a therapist or a psychologist because you're going to be misdiagnosed and given something that's going to destroy you or kill you. That is the history of our people, misdiagnosis. And the problems are always further compounded. Chemotherapy is there to kill you, but to profit off of your death and make it slow. Know this. Insulin is there to destroy your pancreas from ever coming back to life. And they'll never give you what you need for lupus, sickle cell, or high blood pressure. It's all there meant to destroy your organs, your lungs, and then get you to sign a donor's list so they can further study you, extract you, and try to take on parts of your genetic makeup. Misdiagnosis. Get in touch with yourself by coming up out of Babylon and the world and the way it is, these satanic holidays, and start to ask yourself what is going on with you. Do you have an exterior problem or an interior problem? Are you eating right? Are you living right? Because the Most High will speak to you and tell you what you need for yourself. He's given us everything in this earth that we need to heal our bodies and to be whole and to be okay. And you can live a long, healthy, wealthy life. And when it's time for you to leave here, know this, you'll leave here and you'll sleep healthy, whole, and looking good, in peace. So look, I need you to keep moving. We're getting into this on the Shabbat, Most High willing. We'll be talking about the dietary laws, and we'll be getting back into the health show. So you will be amazed about how Elisha threw herbs in the bitter soups and took out all the E. coli and the poisons, and how often you'll see in the scriptures that herbs were there for the healing of the people, and how the leaves of the tree are there for the healing of the nations. You'll be surprised at what's there. Come up out of the world and its system and this pharmakia. We don't have any callers, just got their hands up. But I want to thank all of you for tuning in. I'm V the Preacher. This is Straight No Chaser. I'm going to tell you, as we always say here, that the only sure obstacle, for sure obstacle to truth, is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey and not a destination. So until the next time, I got mad love for you. Keep your head up. Israel, Ahaya is one.
Listen. everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us sweet where I am. Mother, mother.